Yeah. Mm.
Okay.
Mm.
Okay.
Man, they thought we were gone. They thought they weren't ever going to see these guys again.
I thought that for a second.
I was on Twitter, and the people were, they said, "Where? What the hell happened to Lou Later? Where is it?" And then I just put CC will do.
Did you actually?
No, I didn't. But I felt like doing it. Uh-huh. Talk to Will. He'll sort you out.
Yeah.
You ever sorted anyone out?
I don't think so.
Okay, that's fine. You got a lot of time left to figure it out.
Okay.
Look at all the people piling in. Man, it feels good to be back. Feels good to be here. Feels good to hear these beats. And it feels good that everything is still like works. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes you take some time off the routine and you hit some buttons and you're like, I don't know, does it work? I don't know.
Well, even my mind. It's like, wow. We'll see.
The buttons of your mind.
Yeah.
Do they even work?
Yeah.
Do you even work?
I don't know.
Mo, do you work right now or no?
I don't think my mic's working. I'll tell you that.
Is it not working?
Shots fired.
Okay, bring it closer.
That was shots fired. And this beat just switched, and now I'm like double dragon zone.
Oh, maybe it's your headphones?
Yeah, Mo. What are you talking about? No, I don't hear him either.
Oh, I'm hearing music. Nice. It's okay.
I hear him. You don't hear him?
No, not at all.
Okay. See if the chat hears him.
You guys hear Mo? Mo, yeah.
See, I told you, the buttons. I told you, the buttons.
Chat.
I mean, if he's here, he's really low. If he's there.
I'll bring him up a bit.
Bring him up. Let's bring him up. Bring him up. Bring him up. Bring him up. Go now. Oh, yeah. There he is.
Yo, what up?
No, you're just quiet, man.
No, I'm here.
You were just quiet. Listen to this, though. Okay. Stuff happening. The beats. Mo is clear. They love you, Mo. They say, there's Mo.
Mm-hmm.
We're happy to have him.
And I love the chat. What up?
I mean, love's a strong word.
What? Why you gotta make it weird, man? We had a thing going.
Hey, man, I love you guys! Hey, man, I love you guys! You notice how that word comes out when you've been drinking too much?
Mm-hmm.
You're drinking and you love everything.
The trials and tribulations.
Of drinking?
Yeah.
Yeah. Shout out, Colin. Appreciate it. Yeah. Well, listen, I can't tell you too much about the future. I can't tell you too much about the past. I can tell you that we're here right now, and somehow the buttons are working. They're sort of working.
Kind of.
And Will's going to get back into groove, man. It's a muscle. He's going to do the push-ups. He's going to figure it out. Don't worry about him. How about this one? Apple apparently made it harder for thieves to make money off of stolen iPhones. In other words, your iPhone might be worth less than it used to be worth on the secondary market.
On that resale.
Because, well, if it was stolen, not if you sold it and did the right things. Though detaching yourself from, selling an old phone, Mo.
Mm-hmm.
It's a bit much because you're like, am I fully off of that phone? Am I on there somewhere? Did I?
I'm switching phones right now.
Have I deleted? Am I deleted?
Mm-hmm.
Where am I? Where am I?
Sometimes I'm like, I'm mainly using this one now, but I keep jumping back to here to be like, make sure I have all, I'm transferring all the passwords. Is there any app that I didn't fully convert over?
Mm.
Yeah. And there's
it's a bit
still,
of a process.
There's still no app for it. To completely transfer
and
have all your logins.
Well, he's going from iOS to Android, so
yeah,
which is a big no-no.
OS to OS.
Yeah. Tim's not happy about
that. Well,
this.
Tim's not happy, but the guys in the chat like it. They
Tim's in the chat.
Well, no, Tim's not in the chat, but the guys in the chat do like it. Guys and girls, they think that they really appreciate everything you do, Mo. And ever since you used the L word, the love word,
right.
Whispering sweet nothings to the chat.
Uh-huh.
They're into it, all right? You understand, Mo?
I'm into it.
Jeez. Anyway, Mo's phone wasn't stolen. He's just switching to another phone.
Yeah.
But if your phone was stolen, you might wonder, how do they sell this? What do they do? Am I locking it down? What about my Find My? What are the, how can I avoid this from happening? And obviously, if there's a way to make it harder for thieves to just straight up flip your phone for cash, they're going to be less likely to steal it. There's less of a market for it. Now, granted, there's still value there. Probably could bust out the components or something. But let's go ahead and see what Apple's doing here. Apple technicians will now decline to repair iPhones that have been listed as missing on a global database, according to Mac Rumors. This new policy is expected to deter thieves from sending in stolen iPhones for repairs. Users can register their iPhones as missing on the GSMA device registry. That's going to have your IMEI and all that stuff on there. So, I mean...
What if you buy a phone from somebody and find out it's stolen?
Sure, bud. That's what they all say. That's what they all say. They go, I just bought it off the guy.
Right.
The guy seemed like a stand-up guy. Really, where'd you meet him? I don't know, on the street. Where do you meet people? Met him on the road.
Despite you exaggerating,
I
feel like there could be a time where someone can screw someone over with, this technique.
Yeah, like a quick Kijiji sale.
Oh, I'm sure
Malicious reason.
Sure, it happens all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And the phone is busted.
Yeah.
And then the Kijiji person's like, well, I'll just get it repaired. And they're like, thief!
Mm-hmm.
They don't say it like that. They just decline to repair it because obviously there's so much of that that's going on.
And the guy's SOL.
Easy.
You know?
Is that a crypto joke?
No, SOL?
No, I know. I thought you were talking about Solana.
Oh, no.
You didn't make a crypto joke, and then I made a bad crypto joke.
Yeah.
So, and then, if you want to,
I didn't get the reference.
If you want to walk over here, if you want to walk over here and slap me,
it'd be very rude. Yeah.
No, that'd be acceptable in this case.
Oh yeah.
Okay. Yeah. That's the new standard.
All right.
We slap our way out of things.
What?
You don't understand what we're Mo? Come on, man. No. Mo, you didn't see any slaps happen recently since we've been gone?
Yeah.
Nothing? No slaps?
Hey, man, keep my name out of your mouth.
Not a single. Well, you know what? Well, you know what? No, not your name.
Right.
Whose name? My wife's name.
My wife's name.
Yeah.
Well. What? Well, you better not even.
So, you better not even.
You better watch. You better watch your words there, sir. You better watch something.
Yeah.
Might get slapped. An internal Apple memo seen by Mac Rumors advised technicians at Apple stores or Apple authorized service providers to consult the GSMA device registry to determine if the phone they're working on has been registered as missing or stolen. Uh-oh. If the phone is listed in the registry as missing, technicians have been told to refuse to work on the device. Shout out to Sushi in the chat. Users can report their devices on there. You just put in your IMEI. I get it. I mean, ideally, you're just locking the thing down with Find My element.
Right.
As soon as it goes missing. What a headache the whole process is.
Well,
maybe we can just not steal each other's things. What do you think about that, Will?
I think that's a great idea.
Like Japan. Just nobody steals.
In Japan.
Nobody steals. They all had a meeting, and they said, we're not going to...
Japan.
They had a meeting.
Yeah.
It's countrywide. And they said, I have a crazy idea. I don't steal. You don't steal. No stealing.
Everyone bows, and then
they
just go home.
There might have been a handshake, but either way.
What's going on? They agreed. Is this a real thing?
Yeah, there's very, very little theft in Japan.
Oh, really?
There's very little crime in general, actually.
They just line up bikes along the street.
No locks.
All of it. Yeah, no locks.
Yeah. Mm. Mo doesn't know this. He didn't know that.
I didn't know this.
Mo didn't know that. Mo don't know that.
Leave your laptop.
Mo don't know that. About to be sampled right there.
You see what happens when we're not here for a while, Will?
Right.
It's got to be off the rails because I got to get my stuff together. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I got the filing cabinet in my head.
Yeah.
I got to put the files back in.
No, I get it.
They're scattered all over the floor.
And I appreciate the audience for tuning in.
Tuning in to this chaotic time. To this filing cabinet.
Yeah.
Of a broadcast. Okay. Yeah, they don't want. Okay, fine. Whatever. So, they're not going to repair the stolen phone. If you're a thief, we don't have any thieves.
Okay.
If you know a would-be thief, I want you to remind them that it's not going to be as easy as it used to be.
All right, thief.
That's you. Listen here, thief.
Yeah. See, this is why I feel like NFTs could work.
Go ahead. Well,
you can always trace back whoever sold it or bought it, all that stuff.
Go ahead.
All the details. If they register it as an NFT.
Go ahead, Will.
You know what I mean?
There's music to my ears, Will.
It's just like...
I'm getting ready to invest right now,
registering
Will.
The IMEI to an NFT, and then it gets traced all the way to the origins. That's it.
I'm about to log into I'm about to log into my hard wallet right now.
Oh, yeah. You better.
Okay. Thank you for that, Will. Appreciate it. Okay, Apple stores. Oh, you got the same one. How are you gonna hit me with the same headline twice?
Oh yeah, sorry.
Apple again rewarding some engineers with up to $200,000 in stock bonuses in order to encourage them to stay with the company. Don't go to those crypto businesses, engineers. Web3, we never heard of it here at Apple. Doesn't exist.
Yeah.
There's Apple sadly. And there's nothing else. Look at our building. Look at our grass. We got grass.
No Web3.
No Web3. We got grass and we got a concourse and we got a. You know how many different tables you can eat at over there? Do you have any idea? You can eat at a different table every day for 365 days.
Oh, those are tables outside. I'm just realizing.
Every day.
Oh, my God.
365 days.
Well, that's a lot of tables.
That place is huge.
It's probably more than 365.
I think so.
Select hardware and software engineers are receiving bonuses of up to $200,000, a rare offering from Apple. Oh, I didn't know that. Back in December, Apple provided up to $180,000 in bonuses to select engineers in silicon design, hardware, and operations. While the new bonuses are going to both hardware and software engineers, a source who told Bloomberg about the new round of bonuses said that fewer engineers are receiving the special grant this time around. So fewer engineers, but more money.
Yeah, I heard that Meta has been really trying. Oh, there it says right underneath, has been poaching some of their talent. So this is a...
Talking about Mark?
Yeah.
That's Will's guy.
Yeah.
Zuck. What? Smoke meat?
Yeah, your guy, Mark, because you always got the headset on. You're over there, Mr. Meta.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. So, shout out Fahad. He asks, do you think Apple will ever get into the space race? I believe that's directed at Mo. He doesn't exactly say it. But
I'm going to say no.
I just have a feeling that's in Mo's direction in question.
Well, they have a spaceship right there.
Mm.
Just fly off. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
You think that thing actually UFO has lift stuff. We just don't know it.
Right. Right.
There's thrusters like a UFO in there.
Took them so long to build it.
Listen, let me tell you something. Never say never, for one.
Yeah.
For two... Increasingly, there's this overlap them and Tesla because they start talking about Apple Car and they start taking some employees from over there. And once you get into the Tesla realm, all of a sudden propulsion's not that far off because you got Elon. He's dabbling. He's dipping and dabbling, dipping dots. They're terrible. Don't even bother with those.
I've always been curious.
No, don't bother with it.
What is it even?
I was at an event. And all the kids were like, Dippin' Dots!
I know, I've seen it.
They got Dippin' Dots!
What is it?
It's the fun of watching it being made, right?
And I was like, you better get that out of my face right now.
You smack all the Dippin' Dots? Goes flying?
I said, you better keep my wife's name out your mouth. They're like, what? Like, excuse me, what? This stuff is overrated. It looks fancy. Let me tell you what you want. You want actual ice cream.
Of course.
All right.
Oh, this is ice cream.
It's ice cream.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a...
Whoa. Actually, never mind. That's kind of cool.
What is it? Like tiny little balls of ice cream. Mm. And it's a lot of work. And the kids think it's a blast. But I'll tell you what. They made me eat it. whatever they didn't finish.
Right.
And I'm wishing I had just plain, I wish I had ice cream, like a high quality ice cream.
Why was it so negative?
It was so sweet, man. I guess this some of this has to do with the flavor. They probably got that rainbow one. It was so sweet and crumbly and not as creamy and smooth as I wanted. You understand?
I wonder why kids like it.
Well, it's dipped in nitrogen, right?
Easy, Will.
Right? That's how they freeze it.
Yeah, it's a whole process, and it's fun for the kids. And listen, do what you got to do. I'm just being an old man. Just all right. Being Clint Eastwood. Right?
Get off my lawn?
Yeah, just get off. Yeah. Get your Dippin' Dots off my lawn.
Yeah.
People are mad at him. I don't even know what it was. He was trending. I clicked on it. And it just, I was like, there must be a reason he's trending. I just clicked on it, and people are like, screw this guy.
Oh, really?
You know, just your usual.
This is the internet right now. Randomly.
You're just trending on a day when people all agree, screw you. You suck.
Man, that sucks.
Yeah.
Out of touch. Loser. You know what? If you're trending, whatever. I mean, you're still trending. He's 92 years old.
Is he 92?
I think he might be. I don't know. Somebody said that. Could they have been exaggerating?
I think so. That's crazy.
Could they have been exaggerating? He, good, the bad, and the ugly.
Oh, my goodness.
May 31st is his birth. So he's 91.
You thought it was today because it was...
Maybe people did. Maybe that's how it ended up in the thing, and then people got mad. I don't know these things. Hmm. But, yeah, what is he?
Wow.
Born in 1930. So, been going at it for a while. But he's libertarian. He likes the guns and things.
Yeah.
And so the people, they go on to social media and they say, I don't care if you're 92.
You suck.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what they say.
Exactly. I like Will's breakdown.
I mean, that's exactly what goes on.
Yeah.
And, I mean, he still was making movies until he might even still have stuff in production. It's crazy you keep working at that age.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You keep working at that age. But look, Harrison Ford, 79. I mean, look what's going on. I'll watch The Good and the Bad and the Ugly, man. I'll watch it. Uh-huh. I'll watch the end sequence with the stare down. Like, mm-hmm. I'll watch those things.
Him in a poncho?
Like, I
came out last year.
No, it was 1966.
No.
Oh, this Cry Macho.
Yeah, see, I can't be doing Cry Macho, but I'll do The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly too many times.
Dirty Harry?
Yeah, maybe I'll do that. I might do A Fistful of Dollars, 1964. That's when they were shooting those movies over in Italy.
Spaghetti Western.
You know about them all. And the soundtrack's out of control.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's ridiculous. Soundtrack, Mo. You don't watch these things?
No, I haven't seen it.
What about your Mr. Film?
Yeah.
Well, you come selective. In the room, I'm Mr. Film.
I make short films. I don't watch them.
Interesting. Because they might influence you.
Mm-hmm.
Your pure...
Right.
Your pure Vimeo inspiration.
Yes.
Tried to go on Vimeo the other day, Will?
Yeah.
You don't even know what you're doing over there.
Well, immediate, they're like, give me money. They're like, give me money now.
Like, I didn't do anything yet. What? Yeah. They're like, here's your bill.
Yeah.
Like, wait a sec.
You just logged in.
They're like, your account is past due. You're like, I don't even, do I have an account?
I don't, it's so funny to me that it's the first thing.
Click the top one. Look at this. Like, what am I choosing a blind for? I used to watch video here a decade ago.
There's no search, nothing.
And they're not cheap either. Look at that premium is $95 a month. Man. 7 terabytes of storage. It's a whole different business model. They're like, we're not YouTube. So, but the video hosting business, crazy. Up in like this many years later. And it's still YouTube.
Yeah.
And you got some upstart type ones. You know, you got the Facebooks of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Like Will's buddy. And then you got TikTok, but they're like, keep it short. And then they're like, I don't keep it short because we're competing with YouTube. But
yeah.
And then YouTube keeps turning down my quality all the time.
And well, I'm like, as soon as you boot it up,
I feel
right?
like they're trying to increase their profit margins.
Mm-hmm.
By giving me this crappy stream.
Yeah.
And then I got to go in. But I changed my default settings now. So I don't always have to go to the advanced menu to pick my resolution because it takes me 10 clicks now.
Are you Clint Eastwood right now?
Yeah. I'm Clint Eastwood, all right?
You're 91.
92. You think Clint Eastwood changes his YouTube quality setting?
Maybe.
Yeah. Unlock the power video. Unfortunately, can't fix the Apple Magic Mouse's idiotic charging port placement through clever engineering. However, you could do what this guy does and get some ball bearings and mouse around. I mean, why you would want to is only because you would want to make a video about it.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Which there's a lot of videos like that, which are still intriguing. No shots fired. No shots fired. But the average person is just better off getting a different mouse. But this design, at least this problem solving here, allows you to keep using it while it's charging. But Apple put the charge port in the worst place possible.
I didn't ever really use these. How long does it take to charge?
Look at his hand. It's still so awkward.
Not comfortable?
Like with the claw grip?
Yeah, I know. No, even there's people, people in the chat say MX Master 3, and they're right. Like we were just setting up a new computer in the back and was connecting to Bluetooth, and it was like 20 MX Masters.
Yeah.
Because everybody has like some variety of it. And you like the little portable ones better.
I do. This is the one I use.
Which is the, what's the model on that?
I don't know. Anywhere 3.
Anywhere 3. So yours, that one has the crazy battery life as well.
It's amazing. And it charges like 5 minutes and I don't have to think about it.
You see what you're doing? You're selling a different product now.
It's amazing.
And if you did need to use it while it was charging, look where the port is.
Right at the end.
Right on the front.
Like how you would have a normal.
Is this an endorsement? Wired. Is this an endorsement? Yes.
Money spilling out of my pockets.
So you're a big Logitech guy then?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a big this mouse guy. This mouse.
Okay. Hey, people, take it for what it is. Thank you for what it is. Anyway, so this guy, he did a cool video and he's got the 3D printer going. And that's what I mean when I say no shots fired. Like, this is effort. It's tons of effort into, and it's called unnecessary invention. So he's just hitting it off the bat saying, hey, just get a different mouse. But if you want to watch an unnecessary invention, I got you. And that's what he did. So he put this contraption onto the Apple Magic Mouse, so you can use it while it's charging.
3D print? Yeah, added some ball bearings.
You know what Apple, you know why, right, you want to know why Apple does charger. This? Because they want you to get the Magic Trackpad as well. They want you to have both.
Mm. Oh, wow.
And they're like, oh, your mouse ran out? Charge it and use the trackpad for a while. I don't know that that's the case, but they always want to sell you, you know, 1,000 different things. It's cool the way it clicks in. Look at that. It's held in place. 3D printing. Will, you like 3D printing?
Yeah, big fan.
Yeah.
It's good stuff.
Apple TV Plus reportedly heading toward breaking point amid staffing problems and frustrated content partners.
They just won an Oscar.
Yeah, so did Will Smith.
So they're just giving out Oscars to anyone?
Well, I heard it was funny.
So did Will Smith.
No, but they were like, the most recent report on it, they were like, we asked him to leave.
Yes.
Yeah. Like, just so everyone knows, we asked him to leave.
Everyone's on it.
Like, and I'm like, wait a second. Is that a thing where you ask? You're hosting the event. You have no security?
Yeah. What do you mean you asked?
Like, listen, we asked him. He declined. So you mean the guy who just slapped the guy?
Just picture him saying, no thanks.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd like to decline your offer for me to get out of here. I'm going to stay right here. It's just weird the way this whole thing came together. But yeah, apparently they asked him to leave. Apple TV Plus heading toward breaking point. Is that maybe extreme?
It's a bit much.
Maybe. I don't know. They have so much money. Like, breaking point?
Like, yeah, I don't get this. They just had, like, a huge rally after they won their...
They have so much money.
Yeah. I think it's because of organization.
Oh, internally?
Yes.
It's beef.
Yeah. Producers.
Sound like this place.
And studio heads.
Sound like this place.
Yeah. That's exactly.
Yeah.
To breaking, dumb it down. Breaking thusly. Point.
That was us 20 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Industry sources speaking to Business Insider claim that Apple TV Plus lacks a sufficiently robust infrastructure, resulting in a frustrating corporate culture. The Apple TV Plus content team is reportedly under-resourced and has irritated production partners. The streamer's leadership structure is very flat, and key departments like marketing and publicity don't communicate enough, leaving partners to juggle multiple points of contact. So I guess on the production side, the Hollywood types are sitting there saying, we're not used to this. We get the red carpet rolled out to us.
Oh, I see.
We have a different working structure than you tech companies. You better get it together. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We need this single point of contact. We need things to happen. We need whatever set of services and treatment. Yeah. And it's a different business.
I think you're right. I think with Apple, they like things to be particularly done like a certain way. Maybe they want too much control, and Hollywood wants control themselves. So it's a breaking point.
Listen, mm-hmm. It's a break. Hollywood is a different thing. It's a different animal.
Yes.
Right.
From a tech company. Like when you think about it as a product, you try to ship it. Apple's got the magic mouse. Goes in a box. Mm-hmm. Can't charge it. They sell it to you. And they ship it.
Can't charge it.
Hollywood is like, we're not done here yet. Hollywood is like, that movie? No, not right. I don't like it. Mm-hmm. They're like, what do you mean? It goes in the box. Let's put it in the box. Let's ship it.
Right.
Ship it. And Hollywood's like, yeah, not ready. Not ready.
No more revisions.
We're not ready. That's how Hollywood sounds. They're like, we got to go eat some sushi, shake some hands, take a stroll down Santa Monica, play a game of golf. I have a soiree.
Yeah.
You got to wine and dine me. What do you think? Because you're Apple? What do you think? 10 billions? Oh, you got billions? You got to wine and dine me.
It's tough for Apple. They have to be a streaming service as well as a production house. Like they're two separate businesses.
You got to wine and dine me. You're absolutely right, Mo. You're absolutely right.
Like Disney, for example, is already a production house. They just had to work on the streaming portion of it.
The tech side.
Right.
Hire the engineers.
Exactly. Netflix, on the other hand, they had the streaming down, and now they're switching over to becoming a production side.
Mm.
But Apple's got to do both. Apple's got to do the production and do the streaming, and it's clashing. I get it.
Yes. I agree with you, Mo.
You know what? 100%. You know something, Will?
What?
Mo, he's on one. Did you know that?
I was alluding to it.
All right.
That he's on one?
Yeah. I see your face, and you're pointing at him.
Yeah, so because I know. So. No, I mean, because it's obvious.
Yeah.
Type of thing he's bringing today. Here we have a question for Mo from Mal. Can Mo please talk about the new NFT project he's working on?
Oh, no. That's hush-hush right now. That's hush hush.
Now I like to know about it.
He'll tell us one day. I think he's going to tell Mal first. Other sources said Apple TV Plus has a chaotic approach to marketing, including disruptive last-minute marketing planning for projects that have been in the works for months, sloppy press rollouts, landing pages for series that weren't ready in time. They are still marketing like it's an iPhone, not content. One executive told Business Insider, as a result, details of new projects are tightly controlled and kept secret until the last minute, and content partners get little to no information on how their projects are performing with subscribers. Similar concerns were raised by studio executives speaking to the information last year. It's different businesses, and people feel offended. The people business, the Hollywood business, hey, man, you got to let me in. I got to know these things. I got to tell my clients. Mm-hmm. I got to tell... this actor or this agent, or they got expectations, man. They got expectations.
Yeah.
And it's so many prominent people connected to it that have those expectations. Whereas in the hierarchy over at Apple, they're like, hey, you're on a need-to-know basis. Mm-hmm. That's not part of your project. Go have a latte. Mm-hmm. Don't worry about it. But then you get a Will Smith type, and he's like, I need to know about it.
Slap.
I like this Will Smith bit, man. It's funny.
Well, I mean, he did that. I don't even, people don't even want to talk about it anymore. I saw Daniel Radcliffe. You know who that is, Will?
Mm-hmm. Harry Potter.
Right? That's right. He came out and said, I'm not even going to talk about it. They were like, hey, Daniel, talk about it. The slap.
Right.
And he's like, you know what? I'm not even going to talk about it. It's so much slap this way and that way.
Yeah.
That I'm not getting involved in the slap. Mm. And people loved it on Twitter. They're like,
good for him.
They're like, this guy's so balanced.
You want to know something funny about Daniel Radcliffe?
Go ahead, Mo.
He is, I think, Will, maybe you can fact check this. Yeah. I think he's casted as Weird Al Yankovic. They're going to do a bio, but I don't know. I just heard this on Instagram. So
if you are right about this, oh, for Roku, look at this. I feel like you're right.
Look at that.
Daniel Radcliffe transforms into Weird Al in first look photo of Roku.
Biopic? Little biopic of Weird Al.
Can we see the image of him as Weird Al?
Maybe. Oh, okay. Oh, I think that's it.
It's subtle.
You know what? It's not bad.
Subtle.
The stash is there.
He's a little too ripped, though.
Yeah. Vascular.
The forearm?
I mean, just in the shirt fit. Was Weird Al ever that ripped?
I don't know.
Or was he always a little, like, you know how, what's funny? Like, comedy. It's, if you perceive a person as funny and how hard it is for funny and ripped to go together. Like, I'm sure you've heard about this.
Oh, yeah, it's not relatable.
I'm sure you've heard about this.
Right, right. Like a jacked comedian.
Yeah, you've heard about it. I mean, it's been talked about, but it can happen. I guess it's possible. Anything is possible. Mm-hmm. But that's a funny looking guy. And I'm sure he'd admit it, and he plays it up to an extent, right? But Weird Al, I had a real, you know.
Look at that.
I had a really, because well, you brought up Weird Al, but you're not even that old.
No, but his songs are legendary. I'm Fat.
Amish Paradise?
Okay.
I think it's pretty, like, it's a classic. Anybody can watch it and laugh at it.
What's your age, Mo? Tell the people.
I'm 27.
27 years old. That's his actual age. He didn't lie. He's 27 years old, and he's got love for Weird Al. I am 36 years old, and Weird Al was, like, an important part of my childhood. Weird Al was, like, in the car, for sure. If you had, like, you were, that was hilarious if you had it. And you tell your friends, like, I could put Weird Al on. I don't mean, it might have been a cassette. I don't even remember.
Right.
And then I had his film, which I watched way too many times, called UHF.
Okay.
Did you guys have this?
I did not have this.
Oh, man.
Oh, is this a you must
think
watch?
That you think you're on one?
I never said that.
You think you're on one? So speaking of Ripped, you see the comedy version of Ripped, where he plays a Rambo where he's even type character. But it's a bunch of different skits. He does an Indiana Jones skit. I mean, this is just out of control.
Oh, is it skit after skit?
It's out of control.
Okay.
Is how I would describe it. What it is it's, and who knows, maybe this film inspired me to eventually get on YouTube, because the premise was that he had control of a TV station and could put whatever he wanted on.
Oh. Okay.
Is it called UHF?
It's called UHF.
Okay.
And this is out of control ridiculous. But anyway, Radcliffe does it, and Radcliffe doesn't want to talk about the slap. And Mo thought he was on one, but really Weird Al has always been on one. So. Jurassic Park is frightening in the dark. All the dinosaurs are running wild. Someone let T-Rex out of his pen. It's also very frightening. And I don't know. Man, remember when Jurassic Park came out?
Oh.
That's what he did the spoof on. I think it might have been the single. I think it might have been the single on that parody record.
Yeah.
Apple and Meta shared data with hackers pretending to be law enforcement officials. Both companies receive phony emergency data requests.
This story is crazy.
Apple and Meta handed over user data to hackers who faked emergency data request orders, typically sent by law enforcement, according to a report by Bloomberg. That's a great hacking technique. Mm-hmm. Just be law enforcement. It's always what I always thought was underutilized. It's like in the movies all the time, but then you don't hear about it as much, which is just impersonate the cops.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not trying to give any tips or tidbits, but it just crossed my mind. The other one is poison. Why don't more people get poisoned?
Why?
Like, I'm not suggesting it.
Yeah, I've always wondered that too. But I thought it's because poison has like a really quick expiry, like, time.
Mm. No, because like rats get poisoned all the time.
I guess so.
Every day.
Yeah. I don't know.
You ever heard of rat poison?
Never heard of it.
Liar.
Pants on fire.
Splinter's never heard of it.
That's a low blow. Turtles are going to come and beat you up.
Shots fired at Splinter?
Yeah. So rude.
Come and slap
you. Hey, man, I am number one teenage ninja. Mm-hmm. Don't start me with that.
All right.
I'm afraid those things will harm me because they sure don't act like Barney. Somebody just gave me that lyric. Shout out, GT. It's too far to read the rest.
Is it full screen?
Blame Will for that. Yeah.
That's good.
Listen, and they tried to poison. Wasn't there a report that Putin was trying to poison the guy? And he survived crazy amounts of poison.
Wait.
And then you hear, every time you read some Shakespeare-type era, everyone's getting poisoned.
Yeah.
Everyone's getting poisoned.
Maybe they figured it out. Maybe it's hard to get away with poisoning somebody.
I don't know.
Because it's such controlled chemicals?
I don't know.
Okay.
Something's going on there. But you always expected it was a threat. Mm-hmm. Turns out not as much of a threat.
What about the ice bullet?
Oh, my God.
You pervert. You pervert.
Leaves no trace.
Yeah, I guess. Could an icicle work in the same way?
Yeah, I think that's the original.
The icicle murderer?
Yeah. The.
Oh, God, it seems so.
The murder weapon with no fingerprints on it.
Yeah. They're always breaking those icicles.
That's true, yeah.
That would suck. Mm-hmm. What are we talking about? Mo, why you gotta be on one today, man? Trying to be professionals over here. Listen, they play the cops, and it's not in the sense that they put on an outfit. It's in the sense that they're doing it from the hacking perspective. This particular slip-up happened in mid-2021 with both companies falling for the phony requests and providing, you know, it's one of these engineering hacks, mm-hmm. social engineering. They're like, we need... It's like when you get the email that's like, hey, we're from your bank.
Yeah.
Your account has been compromised. Give us all your personal information so we can fix it for you. And then you start type, Will, what was it, Instagram? Which one almost got you the other day? Not the other day, but like a while ago.
I think it was Twitter.
It was Twitter.
I don't know if it got me. I think it was legit.
Whatever. It was the same style. It was the same spoof style.
Yeah, there was a link within the email. And you were like, no.
And you know what?
Never hit the link.
You know what's scary about that? It's because it's speed. Everything's an emergency.
Yes.
And when you're dealing with authority, that's like another layer.
And that's actually ties in with this story. So apparently when this stuff happens, there's two types of forms, typically. One, a judge needs to sign off on. And the other one is like, intimate danger, like somebody's life is in danger currently.
Yeah, no warrants. Let's just do it right now.
Just do it.
Yeah.
And I was thinking, how hard is it to do this? Like, what's the difficult level? Like, how can anybody just do this? And it turns out all they did was they bought information from other hackers, essentially, found out who from there is in law enforcement, tracked the way they were speaking to other people and figured out the lingo and the protocols And it's like a lot of work. You got to put in a lot of work.
You would have to know the contact points at Apple and Meta that normally deal with these types of requests.
And the way people speak and the process, right? Like you would just know you send this file, then you have to follow up with this and this and this.
But they do have to get into the police department's email system. So it looks like it's coming from the police department.
Right.
But I guess that's possible because they're capable of doing it. And they're getting this emergency data, and then I presume that's worth a little bit, worth a couple of dollars.
Well, it goes full circle. Then they just sell that information to another group.
Of course.
Who then picks whatever they want to pick.
Of course.
And dive deep.
Hey, man. The internet. Crazy. Hey, man. It's a wild place out there. No doubt. This tactic poses a significant threat across the tech industry. We are continuously investing in our trust and safety capabilities to address emerging issues like this one. And then somebody says, Tiberius says, it's an inside job.
And these are teenagers.
Cash for cash. Well, that's,
yeah.
Well, you don't remember the guy we had on the show that was in a similar...
Elon Jet?
Nope, before that.
Oh, yeah, the Russian...
What was his name?
Guy.
He was seemingly... It was so...
The Russian leaker.
Matter of fact to him. Yep. So matter of fact, he's like, well, yeah, I would do that. I got to get this money, and I didn't see it as being that big of a deal. And you can go watch the interview. It's from a while back, but it gives you grants you some insight into how some people think about these things.
Yeah, let me find that.
You want to know for sure.
This guy.
A conversation with Apple's double agent. Look at me. I got a T-shirt on.
Double agent.
Yeah. Okay. I remember this. This was August 29th, 2021.
That's when I started.
He was very nervous
about how he got them. Why there were so many different names on these accounts, etc., etc. And once I had enough information about what he was doing and how he was doing it, I basically just looked up a random at apple.com address and email.
Yeah, he was a very similar tactic. Very, very similar tactics. So, hey man, if it's lucrative, attempts will be made.
Mm-hmm.
Russia finally rules out using nuclear weapons over Ukraine.
That's good news.
Ooh, that's kind of nice to hear some good news for a while. Coming from the
Russian. I mean, do you believe it? You guys bought that one 100%.
Yeah, I think I just wanted nice to buy
know.
It. It's nice to
know. Yeah, okay.
It's nice to hear.
But wait, nice so to what's read. The proof?
Well, I assume if nukes come out one way, nukes go out the other.
Yeah.
You know, right. I don't know if you rule it out, how you rule it out completely or convince people that you've ruled it out completely, but it does, you're right. The alternative saying we have not ruled it out.
Yeah.
Pretty rough. Pretty rough scenario.
Yeah, it doesn't feel good.
Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov has said Russia is not considering turning to nuclear weapons in the war in Ukraine and reiterated Moscow's stance that the use of such capabilities would only follow a threat for existence. Peskov told PBS, no one is thinking about using a nuclear weapon and the Ukrainian conflict has nothing to do with any threat to Russia's existence. The comments come a week after, on CNN, he repeatedly refused to rule out that Russia... So, recently... He wasn't willing to rule it out, and now he's kind of changing the language, I guess, ever so slightly, or he's at least saying no one is thinking about it. Granted, it could follow a threat for existence. So that's up for discussion, isn't it? How you would define a threat for existence, depending on who gets involved in this conflict, and whether or not that nation could represent a threat for existence. Mm. And Will has highlighted the fact that Russia has 6,000 nuclear warheads.
God. That's so scary.
Which is quite a few. But yeah, I don't know. Ukraine specifically, there is so much shared culture and history and Russian people, Russian-speaking people.
Mm-hmm.
So... And when it comes to nuclear weapons, the spread is so vast that I think damage would be mutual.
Mm-hmm.
given proximity.
It would almost be self-inflicting pain.
There would be regions that would have to be evacuated that are actually in current Russia. So this makes sense to me that you would rule this option out. Mm-hmm. But it is; these are just words.
Yeah.
They are just words. A Russian regulator says it will fine Google over Ukraine war videos. They say YouTube promotes the distribution of false content. Russia's communications regulator, Roskomnadzor, has threatened to fine Google over its failure to follow the country's orders to remove certain illegal YouTube videos. As first reported by the Washington Post in a translated version of its post on Telegram, there's a warning. It may fine the tech company up to 8 million rubles, close to 100 grand US.
Is that very little, you think?
Well, it's the rubles, man.
I thought it'd be like millions of dollars. Yeah. But
well, they say, look, an amount that will increase to 20% of Google's annual revenue in case of a repeat offense. So it would be... it would be multiplying at a pretty rapid pace if things didn't change, I guess, after the initial fine.
Maybe each video or something that they find.
He says YouTube promotes the distribution of false content and what it calls the country's special military operation in Ukraine, accuses the platform of discrediting the Russian army. It also says YouTube houses extremist content with calls to carry out violent actions against Russian servicemen. Facebook was in a similar situation recently where they were saying, we're not going to take down content that would normally trigger our hate filters, but we're not going to take it down in this one case relating to Russia. I don't know, man. It's all, what a mess. The actions of the YouTube administration are of a terrorist nature and threaten the life and health of Russian citizens. I don't know what Google's operations look like in Russia, but something tells me it is not their top priority to bend their rules in order to appease Russia either. Mm-hmm. Other companies like Instagram, was it Instagram that basically bounced or was kicked out?
Instagram and Facebook.
And Facebook.
Yeah, the influencers were really...
They were pissed about it. So I don't know. Like, are Google's days numbered there anyways? Like, when it comes to YouTube, I'm curious. Because YouTube, on this side of things, they knocked out RT and other Russian broadcasters, state broadcasters. So I just can't imagine it's a rosy relationship at the moment. Mm-hmm. North Korea TV airs terrible action movie-style footage of newest nuclear missile. Kim Jong-un appears to be entering his Chuck Norris phase.
He's having fun. Look at him.
Wait, this is an actual... Is it meant to be a spoof or like... Is it an actual action movie?
I think it's an action movie. Like, he's serious about it.
Wow.
He's creating his own content.
What?
The video segment first reported by NK News... So it showed on the news, this segment features dictator Kim Jong-un decked out in 1980s action hero gear, complete with bomber jacket, sunglasses, much of the video in slow motion with Kim walking in front of the new missile, pointing in various directions and looking at his watch. Just checking his watch if it's time to launch it or what's going on here. It's kind of wild. You got
everyone's looking at the watch.
Nuclear missile, and you're just looking at watches.
The fast cuts, too.
What are you implying? So I guess we should watch the clip.
Oh, there's a clip?
Different camera angle. Oh,
but just barely moved, and the frame stays the same.
Are you sure that this is to be...
That's him, though.
I know, but are you sure it's to be received as...
I don't know.
Serious?
Well, he's very serious. He doesn't joke around.
You just mean in general?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He wouldn't make a movie out of, like, comedy.
So here's the... But look at the zooms on the watch. Like...
Oh, my I think this is for real.
I don't know if there's copyright, but
I'm sure he'll see this clip.
Well, I mean, I guess we've seen enough, but it's an enormous missile, obviously. It's a 12-minute video. Good Lord. And they just walk in front of it. And he keeps checking the watch.
But that's so strange.
And then imagine, the other guy checks the watch.
Can you imagine, like...
it's very bizarre.
Joe Biden doing this.
Yeah,
it's... Or Justin Trudeau
it's nutty.
In Canada do this.
We don't have nukes, Will.
Well, I'm just saying. It's just so ridiculous, but... Very strange.
Yeah. Well, when you... I don't know. I guess when you program for the broadcast... Oh, here we go. It's getting more serious now. Where are they going to launch it? Are they going to launch it?
Oh, my God.
That's not CG.
Yeah, but the thing is, I guess it's got no...
No destination?
No, but no... It might
There's
just
no
be
warhead.
Just a missile, right? Yeah.
Oh, that's so scary.
Look at these replays.
It's rumored to be a multi-warhead weapon, meaning once it's launched, it can hit multiple targets at once.
That's the epic shot right there.
Man. Such a different.
weird. So weird.
It's always a lot of walking around.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of walking around and chatting.
Like, is that the missile? That's the missile. Yep, that's the missile.
Yeah, it's looking cool.
But like,
cool.
as funny as this is, propaganda is everywhere. It's everywhere. Theirs is like a little easier to spot because you're so distant from it. You're like, is this actually? But there's versions of it in every nation. There's versions of it showing off, flexing.
Right.
Versions of it.
Yeah.
Everybody's cool and dangerous and whatever.
I don't know. Just seeing the leader of the country.
Yeah, I know. I know. But like we were talking the other day, even when they give a speech, it's all so weird. Like the way the stage is set up and the room that they're in. And
right.
It's a lot of...
Well,
there's nothing casual about any of it.
How would you imagine it to be? The podium talk.
What do you mean? If I had to do that?
If you were an audience looking at it.
Oh, if I'm the audience. I just like things to look believable in general.
Right.
If I have an option. I want to imagine it in real life. I suppose certain elements can exist for a cool factor. But I really wish, and I know it's not possible, but I really wish that politicians and serious people could speak in a slightly more human way. Just speak
normal
the way other people speak or in a fashion that seems relatable.
Uh-huh.
I know they're always reading. They're always reading
the teleprompter,
everything that's been approved. And I realize it matters what they say and it's very important, but
what about wearing a suit? Are you okay with just,
well, who has to wear it? Do I have to wear it?
Yeah. You're the leader.
I don't get me started on a suit, man, because I'm going to offend some people. Look, I know it's, you know, spiffy and tailored and you're looking sharp there. I know that. But fact of the matter is, it's a style invented about a billion years ago when you didn't have new age materials and textures and things that would stretch and move. Mm-hmm. And breathe.
So you would wear the exact thing you're wearing right now?
Pretty much. Yeah. I apologize.
To address the state of the
There's
union?
The leader.
I'm like, listen, guys. No goofing. No goofing.
And he does it from that chair.
Yeah, we do it from this chair, man.
No goofs, no gaffs.
I say no goofing right from here. And everybody gets mad. They're like, we voted for this guy. He can't even put a suit on. We voted for him. And I'm like, listen, guy's been wearing a suit for 200 years. You're sweating. You're not that comfortable. You can't think straight. So you're all... You're all tight. You're all tight.
Yeah.
And I just want you to think straight. That's all.
Yeah.
I don't care that much.
But okay.
I'm still no goof. No goof. Tesla plans another stock split. Is that Elon dancing in Germany?
Yeah, it's really funny. Have you seen it?
I have not.
Really? You didn't see it?
Will's about to show me right now.
Oh, it's heavy dad moves here.
Elon Musk.
Oh.
You know what? I like it. I know people made fun
of it. It's endearing.
It's so funny.
Go back to like just before he breaks into it. What?
Oh,
what?
No, it goes on. It goes on. You'll find fun parts. Look at this one. That was a drama.
Yeah, he's having fun. I don't mind it.
How long before he arrives to this event do you think he knows he's going to be dancing?
Like, I don't think he knows.
He's like, maybe I dance, maybe I don't.
I don't think
he likes the electronica.
So he's on.
If there's electronica there.
No. But what I'm saying is like he doesn't call someone up and go, look, I'm thinking about dancing. Can you get some music? Or I don't know. Because like, how does he know there's gonna be music and a party?
Because
I think I saw a tweet. Like, I can't wait to get to Germany to show off my new dance moves or something like that.
Get out! He did not tweet that. You almost had me there. Yeah, though.
Something like that.
But you know, this made me think about when Bill Gates does his little dance on stage.
Yeah, I know.
That one's really funny, too.
I know, it's similar.
It's something about these
It's a sort of
CEOs
like a,
doing...
It's a somewhat robotic flow.
Yeah. It's like the good moves have the little movements and the bad moves, they really accentuate.
It's always a lot of clapping, too.
Yeah.
Clapping, bouncing, yelling.
It's endearing.
Ballmer still does all those moves just on the sidelines at the Clippers games.
Yeah.
He's like cheering on a sporting event. Like he's really like, yeah.
He's very into it.
Yeah. Bill's like, I'm just going to walk behind most of these guys.
A little hop there?
A little hop, yeah. Little claps.
Just going to walk behind. Just going to walk over here.
Yeah. Well, good.
Go back to Elon's though and give me a little bit more of it.
I don't know why.
There's other angles.
Give me a little. No, just give me a little more. This is fine.
Well, I got it.
Yeah.
This is more fun. I'm incredible.
Yeah.
So excited, he swatted at a drone flying by at the.
And this.
Okay. All right.
Oh man.
Yep. I got it. Go back to the very beginning. I just want to see the moment of time that exists between not dancing and dancing. Right here. Play this for me. There it is. Okay.
The music hit him. The music hit him.
That's I don't know if it hit him. See, the other people near him, they're doing the clap thing.
Mm-hmm.
They're doing the... Oh, look, he's dancing now. Let's clap.
I want this drone footage.
And they're kind of... There's like a little bit of embarrassment, but they're also like, you know what?
Who cares?
You go for it.
Yeah, man. I want this drone footage of him like clawing at this thing.
Anyway, there was a reason for this event. They got all the first deliveries of the Model Y.
Model Y.
Model Y, made in the Berlin factory. People loved it. Tesla's stock struggled in the early part of the year, but it has been on a run since the company announced it received German government approval to deliver the first cars built at its new factory outside Berlin. Shares are up 32% since closing at $766 just 2 weeks ago. The stock closed Friday at $1,010, which once again gives the company a market value greater than $1 trillion. A number of other high-flying tech stocks have announced splits recently, including Amazon and Google owner Alphabet, both announced plans for 20-for-1 stock splits. It will not change the value of the company, obviously, but since it's lower the price, shareholders need to pay to buy a single share. They can increase demand and thus the price. For the retail investors, guys like Mo, they love the stock split.
Mm-hmm.
I do.
But yeah, anybody who can deliver cars right now, anybody who can deliver electric cars right now, they're getting an applause and they're getting dance moves because it seems hard to do.
Oh, yeah.
Elon Musk says he's considering building a new social media platform. This is something that I did see. I did see this.
Okay.
Because he's just had a Twitter thing going on where he's not super into it.
You mean free
speech?
He's not super into it. He just did, he did the poll.
Right.
He said, what do you guys think? You like Twitter? You feel it's a representative of free speech, this and that? And people were like, no, on the poll.
Oh, and then
I did my very own poll. It was NFT question mark. I did a poll, and your options were yes, no.
Okay.
How do you think that went, Mo?
I think it went no.
It went no by about 80%.
Yeah.
And it was just the word. It was just the letters NFT. So.
Well.
People are not. They're not really into it. Right. And then some people in the replies, they said, that's the type of result I like because that means we're early still. That's the type of answer Will has.
Oh, my goodness. Really?
Yeah. Wow. They say, it just means we're early still. They're resisting.
Right. Defending till the end.
Mm-hmm. Well, isn't it true, though, that like a lot of things are.
You want to be early.
In the early stages, they're hated until, I don't know. You were hanging on to your BlackBerry for a while. Remember? Didn't you have a BlackBerry at one time?
I don't think I have.
Oh, okay. Did you, Mo?
No.
Or is that before your time?
Before my time.
So what did you have before an iPhone?
I don't remember what it was, but it was one of those slide ones.
A Sidekick?
Yeah.
Wow.
That was my first
one. How about you, Will? Before the iPhone?
Oh. Nexus? Android?
Okay, what about before Android?
Before that.
Like before more modern smartphones? You had nothing with a physical keyboard?
I had a Samsung flip phone. It was like a really tiny one.
Uh-huh.
But before that, I would say I had a phone that can play MP3s. And I thought that was the coolest thing.
Oh, right. You have to load it on or SD card or do you remember?
I don't remember.
Probably in micro.
Probably.
It wouldn't have been micro SD, but yeah. Okay. Yeah. Good old days. Anyway. We'll see. Time will tell on this. So he did a Twitter poll. Given that Twitter serves as the de facto public town square, failing to adhere to free speech principles fundamentally undermines democracy. What should be done? And he says what should be done as the world's richest man on any given day and somebody who could probably do something about it if he really wanted to.
Right.
People seem to agree with him. And then they said, hey, some people submitted to build or work on the project.
Just like hire a crack team of developers.
Yeah.
And then you have like the big prominent people like Rogan, Jordan Peterson, Ben Shapiro. They'll all go over there.
To Elon's platform?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, probably. People would start a profile probably on his platform. But being in the social media business, you got to imagine it's some type of drag regardless.
Yeah.
You have to imagine. I don't know why I think that, but...
But if it's true freedom of speech...
His stuff just seems cleaner right now, although it's hard. Cars and space, it just somehow seems cleaner than social media.
Yeah.
I wash my hands. Mm-hmm.
It seems like something he can just work on. Doesn't need the world.
Social media just has all these conundrums in it and like philosophical... But I don't know, maybe if he goes this approach, like anybody says whatever they want, that's it. It's town hall.
Yeah. Isn't that what Trump wants his thing to be? His social media platform?
Was it called that? It I don't like remember what the name.
Truth Social.
But anyway, he didn't make any kind of proclamation. He didn't say, hey, I'm building it.
No.
But he obviously seems interested, which is enough for a news story.
Mm-hmm.
He obviously seems interested.
Cool. Oh, well, you want to take a break?
Oh, yeah, let's take a break right now. Today's sponsor, HelloFresh. I noticed I got a new page here. We save you serious time, is what it says. But then there's like a little section where it changes to stress and then money. And these are all the things that HelloFresh does for you.
Mm-hmm.
Time, money, stress. Who doesn't encounter those things at one time or another? But don't let your food do that to you. And I know it does it to me. Food stresses me out sometimes.
That does it?
Yeah, that's... I mean, you've seen me. You've seen a hungry me. It's not a good me.
Yeah, you're like a hungry hippo.
And even sometimes it's not a hungry me, but like I ate some stuff that I didn't really like that much, or like that didn't have all the nutrients I need. I'm still in a state. You don't want to be around that. So this solves all those things in one package deal. Because if you see me after like a hearty beef and black bean chili, or you see me after a cheesy baked sausage rigatoni, now this is the type of satisfaction you want to see a person after.
Completely new person.
It's a new guy at that point. And it's really the variety that pays off here. You start eating things that you would never approach or attempt on your own. And you get the benefit of feeling like you put it together. You saw the ingredients. You know what goes into your food. It's all types of options for veggie, quick prep, a spice optional with the coconut kidney bean curry. So you can even make a little mods to it. But the fact of the matter is you're going to be eating better. It's HelloFresh.
HelloFresh has fit and wholesome recipes for satisfying and nutritious meals that you can feel good about, with 6 recipes per week to choose from, including low-calorie and carb-conscious options. HelloFresh cuts back on time spent in kitchen with meals ready in about 30 minutes or less. Plus, quick and easy meals, including 20-minute recipes and low-prep and easy cleanup options, provide an even faster route to putting food on the table. Go to HelloFresh.com/LouLater16 and use the code LouLater16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. That's HelloFresh.com/LouLater16 and use the code LouLater16 for up to 16 free meals and 3 free gifts. Thank you to HelloFresh.
We're also sponsored by Masterworks. You are invited to join an exclusive community investing in art. You know, I never thought I'd be an art investor. I never imagined that would be a possibility. Mm-hmm. It's just not something that crossed my mind. And here's a way that almost anyone can get involved in the art market. And here's the thing. Once you're involved in the art market, you get to go around and tell people you're involved in the art market.
For sure.
Which almost said the Mart Arket, which also sounds interesting.
Yes.
Like you can actually own a piece, a portion, a fraction of a Banksy. Stop it, Will. You better stop it over there. No. Hitting those keys and using that keyboard of yours. Yeah, you know, it's true. You actually can. You can see here. Purchase price, sale price. It's an ever-growing kind of inventory of artwork that you can actually invest in. It's pretty cool. You can see up in the top there, you can request your invitation. You can look at the price database. You can look at the different artists. There's Basquiat. You've got Andy Warhol. Like, these are big. These are big names, Will.
For sure.
But I don't need to tell you, because you've been an artist yourself. And as an artist yourself, you got to keep tabs on what's happening in the art world.
Mm-hmm.
But now you can dip in.
Yeah, I aspire to be on these sites. People invest in my art.
It's a possibility.
Yeah.
One day. It's called Masterworks. You got to check these guys out. It's a really interesting type of setup they got going on.
Masterworks is a leveling playing field between you and the rich and opening up the elitist art market. Their team of experts analyze over 60,000 data points to find trending artists with high potential for growth, because fine art has outpaced the S&P 500 by 164% from 1995 to 2021. Head to masterworks.art/LouLater. Head to masterworks.art/LouLater to check out Masterworks. That's masterworks.art/LouLater. We're back.
Thank you so much for letting us take a very short break. I realize that my scheduling sucks as usual, and I have to speed through the remainder of these tabs. Everybody is mad, and you know what? I deserve it. So I feel like I need a smack or something. Can anybody help me with that? Anyway, we got a couple more. We're going to breeze through it. But don't worry, because we're coming back strong next week. I'm coming back like Steve Ballmer next week.
Dancing?
Yeah, maybe I am.
All right.
Maybe I got to have some moves and whatnot. Anyway, yes, so we're going to have all of our April Fool's things are already flowing, because tomorrow's April 1st. Here's a little taster. The Razer HyperSense suit. Enter the metaverse. Suit up.
Gaming is escaping reality, they say. Go out and experience the real world, they say.
Running in a field.
Metaverse is
like
just so exciting,
they say. But what they don't know is that the future
it's
is
like Power Rangers.
Yeah, I was just gonna say like Power Rangers.
Introducing the Whoa. Razer HyperSense.
With his butt jut out.
Yeah. Oh yeah. It popped out.
The field and feel of gaming forever. With over 1,333,337 haptic sensors, each one is capable of
the number doesn't even matter.
It's a gaming number. It means leech.
Oh, okay.
Experience the full force of a glorious race called pileup that takes skill right to a whole new level.
He flies out.
As you take every bone-crunching blow from a crispy combo.
He's not even wearing a mask. He's either knocked out.
Again. He has a suit like that, but he plays Street Fighter.
Yeah.
Again. But beyond the physical, the true potential of the HyperSense suit lies deeper. With the ability to feel feelings, ranging from love to rage, it allows all gamers, including the emotionally repressed, an outlet to become the human you are always meant to be.
This is like a Black Mirror episode.
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
Like, just the way that it's shot and the way that it's said, I mean, like narrated.
The force with a Razer.
It's like quasi fake, but.
Well, it's also, it's a thing where...
Very well done.
It's just a thing where you know that it's April Fool's Day and they're having fun with it, but you're also like, how far away are we really before people are putting suits on? Right. Like, and we're actually not. So it's not so unbelievable that you couldn't imagine it as a product.
Yeah.
Like, I've worn vests that vibrate and have, like, subwoofers in them.
Those are cool, though.
And increasingly, people are in, like, VR environments, and they're looking... They're trying to figure out touch. So it's not that crazy either.
Yeah.
Oh my God, this is nuts.
What is this?
Okay.
Oh boy.
There's a camera flash. This is from our facepalm. There's a camera flash.
Boom.
By somebody in an aquarium, an enormous aquarium, and a tuna, which is an incredibly powerful fish, slams head first, apparently triggered by the camera flash, and dies on impact as it hits the glass at like 20 miles an hour.
Oh my God, you can see the blood.
Look how powerful this fish is. Wham!
Oh my goodness.
Now, something happened to me in this. The person takes another flash image. Like, I don't know that people, I don't know how strong the instruction is about flashes, but obviously you're not even getting an image with a flash against glass.
Yeah.
Right?
So yeah, you're so right.
You're just ruining your own picture.
And you kill the fish.
But the person doesn't necessarily... They didn't do it on purpose.
Yeah, he did.
No.
He needs to apologize to this fish.
But it's amazing to me. I've never really... I don't remember if I've been to one of these huge aquariums or anything like
this.
You
never went to Ripley's?
I don't think so.
Oh, you got to take the kids, man. It's a time. I'm a big fan. I've been there twice.
I got nothing against. I just don't. It just hasn't happened. But I didn't realize the severity of the flash thing. So put your flash away.
Yeah.
Disclaimer.
But what's crazy about this clip? You watch it, and someone in the chat says they were asked to leave, but they declined.
No thanks.
Oh man. Try to pinpoint where the fish starts from.
That's what I was just going to say.
Like, its approach. It moves so fast, right, you can barely...
Oh, my goodness.
...see as it just arrives at the glass, gets there so quickly. Just bang.
Oh, I see it. It's all the way down there at first.
And what this made me think of is if you were... when you're fishing, like when they go for the tuna, if you've ever watched this, right? Because the tuna fishing, I mean, it's like... For the sushi, it's a huge thing.
Yeah.
And they battle. They can't use nets. They actually battle with these tuna. And you see the power.
You see the
strength. It possesses. And you imagine that struggle if you had it on a hook.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Powerful fish, man. That tuna. But this was a crazy clip. I couldn't stop watching it.
Yeah.
And another thing that came to mind that was one of the comments in the comment section was, holy crap, you got to test this glass.
Oh my God. Yeah, I didn't think about that. Well,
these really intense impacts, these potential intense impacts, this glass has to be capable. And I know
look at the other.
That's a huge glass too.
It's holding all this water in, so it's got to be crazy strong.
Yeah.
At least 35 feet.
What if that shark ran into that
glass? Yeah, but the shark can't move as quickly as that tuna can.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, man, that's just what a wild clip. Wow. Thank you so much for the amazing super chat there. You got to scroll up a little bit. It's $100.
Holy.
Somebody gave us.
Shout out.
You went too far, Will.
A little down. There.
Two bit bears. This is the most hyper-realistic show on the internet. I appreciate that. I couldn't agree more. It's exactly what we aim at.
This is the second time we've seen them.
I apologize for cutting it short. It's crazy. We'll be back tomorrow. My kids are calling.
Tomorrow?
How?
No,
I'm not here tomorrow.
Oh, you're not here tomorrow.
Dude, okay, I am out.
Oh, and I'm not here for a week.
I am out of town. You're not here for a week?
Yeah.
So
I'm the only one who's here.
No. I mean, I'm here on Monday.
Empty show.
No, I mean, I'm here on Monday. We're back on Monday.
Okay.
Someone's going to have to fill in for Mo, obviously.
Yeah. Well, I'll wait for you then.
I'll miss you guys.
Listen, guys. We're in it to win it, man. We're whatever. Some days.
This is real life.
Some days you're going to get beat up. Some days you're going to get beat up. And trust me, we get beat up some days. But we come back swinging. I promise you, we come back swinging. And we're going to keep doing that. Thank you to everybody who joined today. I got to get going. Shout out to the tuna. You know, it's the way it goes sometimes.
Yeah.